Steve Reno, DuPont Pioneer, Vice President and Regional Director for U.S. and Canada.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about 2016, what you saw, maybe some lessons learned going into 2017.
Pioneer growers have seen strong performance across, you know, DuPont Pioneer products, both on the corn and the soybean side. You know, corn yields have been very good. You know, we've got a couple key products known by name. P1197 was world record holder a year ago and planted across millions of acres and seeing about an 8-bushel advantage versus competition. And on the earlier side, P0157 is another very well-adapted product that's seeing great results. But soybean yields have been phenomenal. And we look at our leader package of soybeans, and you know that'll represent about 70% of what growers are planning on planting here in 2017, and we're seeing about a 2-bushel advantage from those. So growers are seeing strong results as they're wrapping up harvest here from DuPont Pioneer products.
There's so much power in that little seed.
Yeah, it's amazing what the genetics can do. I mean, the yield, you know, it's a direct correlation back to our commitment to innovation and our commitment to research and making sure that we're bringing the right products for the right acre for our customers so they can be, you know, productive on every single acre.
Okay. Looking into 2017, take out that crystal ball and let me know what you think. What growers need to know.
Yeah, that commitment to innovation isn't going to change. As we go into 17, we have an opportunity with the merger with Dow to bring together, you know, the complementary strengths of DuPont Pioneer, of DuPont Crop Protection, and Dow AgroSciences. And growers today, they're demanding more innovation and innovation at a faster pace. And as we come together in the merger, that's going to give us that opportunity that we'll be able to offer more solutions, be able to offer more products to growers than what either one of us could apart, and help us meet the needs of farmers globally.
Anytime you say merger or acquisition in agriculture, farmers get a little nervous.
And I think, you know, when you look at the merger, it is good for farmers for a few reasons. One is DuPont and Dow's portfolios are very complementary. There's not a lot of overlap. But I think the bigger thing is, how can we increase that pace of innovation? Growers want more choices than what they have today. And at the end of the day, it's about more bushels and how can they be as profitable and as productive on every single acre. And I really do look at the merger as the ability to for us to be able to bring that to customers, and do look at it as a good thing for growers.
Are growers going to visibly see changes because of this merger? Are the way that they do business with your company, will it change due to this merger?
I think what growers will see is the ability to bring whole farm solutions, whether it's in the genetic side, the crop protection side from a herbicide, fungicide standpoint, or a seed treatment standpoint, or you look at our latest tools in agronomy with Encirca. So I think that's what growers will see, and they'll be able to tie that all together, and it's about bringing them whole farm solutions, you know, right product, right acre strategy that gives them the ability to be as productive on every single acre.
So really seamless.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're coming into the final stages here of regulatory approvals, working with regulatory bodies around the world. We expect to be closed in first quarter of 2017, and extremely excited as we go forward.
Anything else that you'd like to say?
I think it's 2016 has been a good year. We've seen strong performance from DuPont Pioneer products, and that commitment to innovation and research will not change that as we go into 2017.